as we come back here to Cub Stadium, getting ready for the first half kickoff. And the kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. This year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put forth the effort. Go, Cubs! And it's a Blutzenegger teeing it up for the Cubs.
We're still without a roster, right?
Yeah, we were hoping to get a roster for the Raiders, but it was supposed to be delivered up here. They have not brought it yet, but it goes out of the back of the end zone.
What a great start there. Blutzenegger takes it out of the end zone. That's good.
And so it'll be first and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Spartans. For the Raiders. And it comes out there on defense. Cubs dressed out in green uniforms tonight with white letters and numbers. Spartans in kind of a navy blue pants and a mixture of white and powder blue and navy blue on the uniforms. And there's a handoff up the middle. And they will get it up to about the 29, maybe 30-yard line. They're going to give him to the 30.
Mason Sieber in on that tackle there for the Cubs.
Second down and five. Just underway here with the Brenham Cubs in Houston Sterling. And we got a whistle. Flag is down on the play.
Offense, number 15, 5-yard penalty, second down.
And so a false start called against the Raiders. That'll push it back five. Trying to run up the middle and nothing doing there against that Cub front.
Caleb Espinosa there with that big first hit for the Cubs.
And looks like a gain of two on the play. That'll bring them third down and eight. Raiders have got to get to the 35-yard line to get a first down.
Gain about two on the play to bring up third and eight.
And pitch out, and Cubs right there to read that one, and big hit there.
Dahl Brown on a big hit there for the Cubs.
Yeah, so that'll bring him fourth down, and that means that Sterling will have to punt. And Jabrion Moore standing back at his 48-yard line. And the Cubs block the punt. And coming down with the recovery there for the Cubs, number 29, Mason Sieber. And so it'll be first and 10 Cubs at the 17-yard line.
So a big rush there by the Brenham Cubs, and they get that block punt. Great field position on that first possession.
And so now the offense comes out on the field. Jordan Harvey operating on the shotgun. He's got Jacoby Dixon back there with him. And looking to throw. He's rolling to his right. He's going to put it in the air. And Patterson's going to be incomplete.
Couldn't quite come down on his feet.
A pass from Jordan Harvey with a game from the fourth.
Looking for Chris Guidry there. And so it'll be second down and 10. Got 9:16 left to go in the first quarter. No score yet.
Bring up second and 10 from the 17.
And Man in Motion is going to give it. This time that is Cartel Brown. And he's going to get stopped, looks like, for no gain.
Number 8, Cartel Brown, carried the ball into the last play of about 3 yards.
Well, where are they going to pull him? They moved him back, actually, to the 20-yard line. So it'll bring up third down and 13. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon. And he breaks free, and he's into the end zone! Touchdown, Cubs!
That was pretty simple, wasn't it?
And that's it. That's with 8:37 left to go here in the first quarter. Now Sonega on for the extra point. Punter Zelinka is doing the holding, and looks like Sterling jumped off sides. And let's see, because last week when that happened against Huntsville, Coach elected to go for the two-point conversion. And let's see if he's going to do
it. Defense, number 3. That penalty is declined. The extra point is good.
He's going to let it go ahead and be good this time. And so, with 8:37 left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Cubs. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLinkyWelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
And on the way back, it is a kickoff fielded by Sterling and got a knockdown, fumble out of bounds, but Sterling will retain possession, and that will set him up first and 10 at the 32-yard line.
See, return man actually broke one tackle, and then Dahl Brown came up with a big hit and pulled the ball loose, but it went out of bounds.
And there is pitch out. The Cubs are going to stop it for a loss of the play.
Run out of bounds there by 22, Christian Prosper.
Yeah, we saw a lot of Christian Prosper last year and a breakout season as a sophomore.
Lots of three on that play.
Brings up second down and 13. Ball spotted back on the 29-yard line. Sterling trying to go up the middle. And got a few yards, a few of those yards back.
Running on the field as the runner was down prior to losing possession of the ball. Air down.
And so they get up to the 33.
Whole host of Cubs in there, led by Job Rodriguez for the Cubs.
And so third down and 10, ball up the 33-yard line.
Ball carrier is Jalen Williams. He is tackled by number 22, Christian Cross, for number 29, Mason Seabrook.
And back to pass, and Sterling going to put it up in the air. And they had a man open, but pass falls incomplete. And so that'll bring it fourth down.
Quincy Adams on the coverage there for the Cubs.
Number 21, Quincy Adams.
And so now fourth and nine in
7:30. Formation, five players in the backfield, offense. That penalty is declined. Fourth down.
And so the penalty against Sterling there, and that will push him back. So fourth down.
Fourth and nine for the Raiders, and the punt is number 50, Jaden Jordan.
And they just get the punt off of that time. And that is going to be a very short kick up to the 39-yard line. As the Cubs were coming after it again. That Fowler,
was that a six-yard punt?
Yeah. A six-yard punt. And so the Cubs will have it, or seven, they'll give him to the 40.
Now he moved to the 40, so we give him one more yard. So.
But, yeah, seven-yard punt by Sterling. And so the Cubs will take over on offense.
Tell you what, the punter for Sterling, not very deep back there.
He gives
the Cubs a great opportunity every time.
And so now the Cubs offense back out on the field. And Harvey back to pass. Puts it up in the air. The pass is going to be caught.
That's Dixon.
Kobe Dixon into the end zone for the Cubs touchdown.
It didn't take long to do that.
Dixon takes it in for the touchdown.
Richard Kobe, that's two touches and two touchdowns.
Number 31, Luis Sanega is in to attempt the extra point.
And so they go on for the point after. And kick is up. And it's good. And so 7:13 left to go in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 14-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brigham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
And as we come back here, Sinega boots that one out of the back of the end zone, so it'll be a touchback. And on the field come the Sterling Raiders. And we got a handoff there. That's going to be to Jalen Williams, and he will take it up to the 30-yard line.
A tackle made there by Cartell Brandt.
And now hand off, and that is to Williams again. And he gets Sterling's first down of the night, up to the 35-yard line.
He's tackled by number 99, Cole Whitfield.
Cole Whitfield in on the stop there for the Cubs.
As we're taking down to 6:20 left to go here in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 14-0 over the Sterling Raiders. And off next play.
Walker is number 20, Isaac Garcia.
That is going to be Isaac Garcia on the carry.
Loss of one on that play back to the 34-yard line.
They did lose one there, so it's going to be second down and 11. Off goes to Braylon Williams again, and he was brought down quickly by the Cubs, but he does get a few yards off of it, up to, looks like, the 38.
Number 32, Jalen Williams. Number 0, Caleb Sinoza made the tackle. Gain on the plays out to the 38-yard line, that'll be 3rd and 7.
Caleb Espinoza and Shane Escamilla both in on that tackle there for the Cubs.
Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. They have to get to the 45 to pick up a first down. And we get another handoff here, and that will be a first down.
Number 1, Jason Hatton, with South Carolina.
Tackle made there by Tylon Powell for the Cubs.
The game is after the 46-yard line and not for a first down.
And so ball up to the 46, first and 10 for Sterling. Got 4:20 left to go here in the first quarter. In case you're just joining us, two quick touchdowns by Jacoby Dixon. Ran one in for 20, caught a touchdown pass for 40 yards. And then all that's Jalen Williams, and he running over, taking guys with him.
That's a big man.
And he's down to the 39-yard line.
Caleb Espinosa in on that tackle for the Cubs.
Getting back to the 39-yard line. Another first down for the Raiders.
Yeah, it's a ball on the 39-yard line. Deepest drive so far here for Sterling. As we have 3:35 left here in the first quarter. And end off a nice stop there for the Cubs.
I tell you what, Jace Miller there, great pursuit, making a nice tackle there for the Cubs.
Loss of one back to the 40-yard line makes it 2nd and 11.
And so ball back to the 40-yard line, 2nd down and 11. Looking out here, a good sea of green and white this evening. Another handoff, and Sterling keeping it on the ground.
Tell you what, Doyle Brown coming up to make a big hit there for the Cubs.
No game on that play.
Third down now. 2:10 left to play here in the first quarter. And pitch out to Williams. Williams around the end. And he's going to be knocked down on the far side of the field.
Tylon Powell coming up to make that stop for the Cubs.
Game is down to the 35-yard line. To bring up fourth and six.
Fourth down here. Looks like this is the side of the field where it's too short to punt, but too long to a field goal. So it looks like they're going to go ahead and try to go for it. Unless they maybe decide to pooch punt it or something along those lines. And off to Williams. He barrels his way forward. And he may, depending on where they spot him, he's going to be awfully close to the first down marker.
And Darius
Brown coming up to make that stop for the Cubs.
Right on the field as the runner was short to the line of gain. First down, Brenham.
So he comes up just short, though.
Just short.
Sterling turns the ball over on downs. That ended up what was a pretty good drive by the Raiders. And now the Cub offense takes over again with 1:06 left to go here in the first quarter.
Tell you what, the Cubs are going to have to figure out something to bring that big boy down.
And it's a Harvey in the backfield with Dixon. Cartel Brown in motion, pitches to Cartel, and he's around the 30, and up to about the 32, and he's run out of bounds.
Number 8, Cartel Brown carried the ball. He's run out of bounds.
Cartel broke one tackle and finally ran him out of bounds up to 34-yard line.
Play after the 34-yard line makes a second and six.
It's a second down and six for the Cubs. With them running out of bounds, the clock stops. 58 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And Harvey with a handoff to Dixon. Dixon that time in the backfield.
Tell you what, big, strong tackle there for number 55 for Jordan just got the handoff off to Jacoby Dixon, and next thing you know, 55 was right on top of him.
Yeah, he just blew right past the line and was there before Jacoby even had a chance to react. So that'll bring up third down and 12 for the Cubs.
Oh, what a catch! That's 14.
That's Siren Upshaw. And he picked up the Cub first down.
Tell you what, nice catch there by Upshaw.
Offside. Defense, number 14. That penalty is declined. Result of the play, first down.
And so the ball will be at the 45-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs. Got 19 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Back goes Harvey. He's going to tuck it. And he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. It's a no gain on the play.
And coverage by that Sterling defensive back.
That is the end of the first quarter.
Receivers.
And so we reach the end of the first quarter. Cubs lead at 14-0. Back with quarter number two. That we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Burnham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
HaulRight Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
All right, back we go as we start the second quarter. Cubs lead it 14-0. And the handoff is due to Kobe Dixon. And he powers his way forward up to the 48-yard line.
Great effort there by Jacoby Dixon. Took about four Sterling guys to bring him down.
So, third down and 8 for the Cubs. And handoff is to Dixon again. He picks up the first round, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line. And another good run there by Jacoby.
Tell you what, nice move there by Jacoby Dixon. Broke the ball. Broke his run to the outside. Nice, real nice gain there. Another first down for the Cubs.
He's going to put the pass up in the air. And he's going to be caught, Chris Guidry. And he's going to pick up another first down for the Cubs inside the 30-yard line.
I'll tell you what, just a little dump pass to Chris Guidry out there in that right flat. And as you said, Doug, another first down for the Cubs.
Guidry's using that height to his advantage. Ball at the 29-yard line, first and 10.
First down, first and 10 from the Raiders, 29-yard line.
Play action, and passes complete to Zyron Upshaw, and he's going to be hit as he catches it.
Jordan Hunt's pass is complete to number 14, Zyron Upshaw, making the tackle to number 6.
Looks like he got about 1 yard gain there. Bring up second down and 9.
Pick up a one on that play, second and 9, in the 28-yard line.
And play is going to be blown dead. We got flags down. And looks like the Cubs may have jumped off sides here.
False start. Offense, number 4. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
That'll be a false start against Chris Guidry. Puts the Cubs back 5.
The penalty takes it back to the Raiders' 33-yard line.
And back to pass. Goes Jordan Harvey. Harvey rolling out. And he's going to break free out across the 30 and down to about the 26, 27-yard line.
Again, there are great covers there by on those by the defensive backs of Sterling. Jordan broke it loose. Nice little game.
Gets to the 27-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down. Or no, third down and 8, excuse me.
Timeout. Sterling, their first timeout.
And so timeout on the field taken by Sterling. And we'll take with them and be back this time. Let's just do 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, as we come back here, and almost forgot about our first touchdown sponsor, which is sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. And our winner this evening with a free rack of ribs from Nathan's is Kenneth King from Chapel Hill. Congratulations, Kenneth. And enjoy those ribs. Because as they always say,
you can, ain't no fib about our rib.
And this time, hand off to Jacoby Dixon. And did he get the first down?
I'm going to go off the limb and say yes, he did.
They're moving the chains. He made it.
There we go.
Up to the 18-yard line. First down for the Cubs.
I'll tell you what, another big strong run there by Jacoby Dixon. Just taking tacklers with him.
And so we're down to 8:40 left to go here in the first quarter, or excuse me, second quarter. And off again to Jacoby Dixon. And he's fighting his way through tacklers, gets down to the 14-yard line. Bring up second down and six. By the way, Nathan's Barbecue, proud sponsor of the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and back by popular demand, Sunday specials. First Sunday is turkey and dressing. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. A proud supporter of area sports. And off to Dixon. Dixon finds his way through, and he's inside down to the 3-yard line. Another first down for the Cubs.
Delayed handoff there to Jacoby Dixon. Just straight up the middle, and again, Jacoby taking tacklers with him. Nice game. Another first down.
And so first and goal for the Cubs from the 3-yard line. And hand off to Jacoby, and he's in there for touchdown number 3 on the night.
That's pretty simple.
Number 9, Jacoby Dixon, taking in for a touchdown.
And that whole drive there, Tommy, that was just all, especially toward the end there, just all Jacoby.
Just all Jacoby Dixon.
Now Sinega on for the extra point. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 7:30. Well, hold on. Do we have a flag? I heard a whistle down there.
Offside. Defense. Number 5. The penalty is declined. The extra point is good.
Okay, and so the extra point is good. And so 7:30 left to go in the first half of play. Cubs lead it 21-0. Back in here, 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
And on the kickoff, it's a fumble on the play, and it's Caleb Espinoza who comes up with it. It'll be Cub.
Right on the field is a muff kick recovered by Brenham. First down.
And let's see where they're going to spot the Cubs here. They muffed the kickoff. Did Sterling? So the Cubs are going to get it at the Sterling 19-yard line.
So that was great pursuit there by the Cubs on that kickoff. As you said, he muffed it, and big hit there, and Cubs come up with the football.
Timeout. Sterling. Their second timeout.
And so Sterling takes their second timeout as the Brenham High School band starts making their way down, getting set up for their halftime show. And, Tommy, we were noticing during the break here, we've got a really great crowd here tonight.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Doug, this is just what we need. And I tell you what, the Cubs so far with a really good performance. Tell you what, we're going to get some enthusiasm going with this football team this year.
Absolutely, and Cubs right now excelling in all three phases of the game. And that'll put a smile on Coach Young's face.
That was such a good point that you brought up. In all phases of the game, you know, the Cubs are looking really sharp. And that's what you want to see. And you just want to build on this each and every week.
And so here we come out of the timeout. Harvey takes a snap, hand off. Jacoby Dixon around the end. He's got room. Nice block there by Guidry.
In.
And he's in for the touchdown.
I tell you what, another little delayed handoff there to Jacoby. Broke the ball to the outside and just outran guys to that end zone for the touchdown.
And just like that, that's four touchdowns tonight. Three rushing, one receiving for Jacoby Dixon. And Cubs lead at 27-0 with the extra point from Lucenega to come. Extra point is up. And it's good. And so with 7:19 left to go in the second quarter, Cubs lead to 28-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford and Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Or call 353-2033.
All right, and kickoff ball will be spotted at the 34-yard line. The first 10 for Houston Sterling as Brenham Cubs lead it 28-0 with 7:14 left to go in the second quarter.
On that return, Doug, Caleb Espinosa put a stamp on that return, man.
Espinosa, junior linebacker. Coach Young's looking for big things from that young man this year. And looks like we're going to have an end-around play here for Sterling. Quarterback keeping it himself this time. That's Elijah Jackson.
and was out to the 41 yard line.
Out to the 41, and that'll bring him second down and three.
So Darius Brown and Joe Rodriguez up on that tackle for the Cubs.
And hand off this time up the middle. That is going to be the big man, Jalen Williams. And he gets stopped this time for no gain.
Joel Brown coming up to plug that hole there for the Cubs.
As we're coming up on 6 minutes left to go in the first half, Cubs lead it 28-0. Don't forget, coming up at the half, we'll have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway, as well as we'll find out who our HEB Student Scholar of the Week is, and we'll also hear from the Brenham Cub Marching Band. And Sterling trying a quick snap, and we're going to get a whistle.
False start. Offense, number 22. 5 yard penalty. Remains third down.
And so that'll push him back 5 yards.
Mark off the penalty, takes it back to the 36 yard line.
Good for the penalty. They would have had a first down.
And so, 5 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Pitch out, and they're going to run a breaks free, gets the first down, and into Cub territory, down to the 47-yard line. Jason Hatton on the far end.
It was a quick pitch to that running back, and he broke it to the outside.
And so Hatton gets it to the 47-yard line of the Cubs. It'll be first and 10 now for the Sterling Raiders. It's the second time tonight that they've been in the Cub territory. They had a drive earlier that went into Cub territory, ended up stalling out, and they turned it over on downs.
Prior to the expiration of the play clock, timeout. Sterling, the third and final of the half.
And with that timeout, we'll take with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And back we go. It's Jackson, the quarterback. And he's going to get sacked for a loss back to the 50-yard line.
I tell you what, Darrell Brown, there were a couple of Cubs
in. On the field for an injured player.
But Darrell Brown made that initial hit there.
And got an injured player that is
Is that Jace Miller?
No, that's one of the,
oh, one of their players.
One,
oh, yeah,
one
yeah.
of the Sterling players. And so injury timeout on the field here.
Whoever Doyle Brown hits, he's going to come up a little slow.
Oh, yeah. And while we got a chance, we'll take a look at some scores going on around the area. You got Anderson Shiro leading Lubin 20-0 in the second quarter. You got Anum Consolidated and Forney. They're tied 14-14 second quarter. Robinson and Caldwell tied 7-7. And Columbus leading LaGrange 14-7. You got Belleville up on Stafford 7-0. Rudder leading El Campo 6-0. And now we're back to action. And this time we got a runner breaking free, and that is Jason Hatton for the touchdown for the for Sterling. So Sterling gets on the board for the first time.
Tell you what, he got that handoff broken to the outside. That young man has some quick speed, and he just outran the Brenham Cup defense.
And so Sterling on the board for the first time tonight. It's 28-6 now. Let's see if they're going to kick it or go for two. And looks like they're going for two. And play was blown dead. Whistle.
False start. Offense, number 8. 5-yard penalty. Replay the try.
Okay, so that's going to push him back 5 yards.
They've done that several times now, Doug. They come up with that quick start and end up with a man in motion every time.
And so now it looks like they're going to go ahead and try to kick it. And another whistle before the kick even, before the snap.
Illegal substitution. Offense, 12 men in the formation. 5-yard penalty. Replay the try.
And so that'll back him up again. Back-to-back penalties here on the extra point try. There's a snap, kick is up, and it's blocked by the Cubs. And so with the extra point being blocked, 3:36 left to go in the second quarter. Cubs lead at 28-6, and we'll be back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person, with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And back we go. Kickoff is deep, fielded by Jabrion Moore. And Moore out across the 35 to the 40. And they bring him down at the 41-yard line. A great return there by Moore.
Very good return there by Jabrion Moore.
So first and 10 for the Cubs. We've got 3:27 left to go in the second quarter. Cubs lead it 28-6. And now they're going to push it back a yard to the 40-yard line. So that's where the Cubs will start. In motion, and it's Jabrion Moore. And on the offensive side of the ball, tried the end around, but the Raiders sniffed that one out. A little miscue on the exchange there.
No gain on that play. It'll be up second and 10.
Good job there by Jabrion getting back to the line of scrimmage.
And this time they fake it and give it to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon is out across midfield, and he's still going.
Still going.
After the 45-yard line where they finally shove him out of bounds.
Number 9, Jacoby Dixon carried the ball. He was run out of bounds. Number 5, Damian Phoenix.
And so ball will be at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs.
The 46-yard line, the first and 10 for the Cubs.
And Harvey back to pass, and he is going to get sacked for a big loss.
So a big strong rush there by number 10 for the Raiders.
And that pushes our comes out to go off. Lost of 9 back to the 45-yard line. .210 left to go. At the pass, Harvey better get rid of it. Pass is going to be caught. Jacoby Dixon out of the backfield. And he almost got all those yards back. Back in the territory, down to about the 42-yard line.
Jordan Harvey's pass is complete to number 9, Jacoby Dixon. Number 9, Chris Lucas made the tackle.
And so that'll bring up fourth down.
Territory to the 47-yard line. Bring up fourth and 7.
And so Cubs going to go for it here with a minute 24 left. Back to pass goes Jordan Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. And pass
picked off.
And return back the other way. And it's going to get run out of bounds.
That pass was intercepted by the Raiders, number 6, Jaden Kennedy. On the return, Jordan Harvey.
So the way it looked to me, Doug, he was throwing for one receiver, and there were several white jerseys back there.
Yeah. And so a turnover for the Cubs, and it'll be first and 10 for the Raiders at the 47-yard line. 55 seconds left to play until halftime.
Tell you what, the Cubs need a defensive stand here now. You don't want to give up points now here right before the half. That'll put Sterling back in the game.
And handoff goes to Hatton. Hatton slips the tackle. Now it's finally going to be brought down. Back to the 42-yard line.
Tell you what, Doug, that was Jaden Shipley. Made the initial hit, just
timeout.
Broke loose from it, and came back. And nice pursuit, and he ended up making the tackle anyway. Nice defensive play there by Jaden Shipley.
And so that'll, as we said, put the ball back to the 42. Cubs call their first timeout in the half, but we'll, since we're so close to it, we'll just keep it right here. Looks like the wind must be starting to pick up a little. See some people's hairs and shirts flapping in the wind. As we're coming to you from a packed house here at Cubs Stadium. Second night of the season. First night here in our home field.
I was waiting on this cool front, Doug.
Yeah. Sterling with a hand on the got him another back. And
it's Joe Rodriguez again there making that initial hit. A couple more Cubs come in to finish it off.
Isaac Garcia, the
timeout. Burnham, their second timeout.
And the Cubs call a timeout. It's now going to be third down and 15, I guess. Coach maybe trying to play for maybe one last possession here, although it's got 35 seconds left. It's going to be third down and 15. Brennan with one timeout left. Pitch outside goes to Hatton, and Hatton wrestled out of bounds, short of the first down marker.
Number one, Jason Hatton carried the ball. He was stopped on number 11 to lead the line. There is a flag on the play.
Yeah, we'll see what the penalty is. Reconfirming with Coach Young's.
Holding. Offense, number 20. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Replay, third down.
Okay, it's a holding called against Sterling. And so replay, third down. Got 25 seconds left on the clock. Looks like we got some late arrivals over there across the yard on the Sterling side. Just had four buses pull up.
Mark off the penalty, takes it back to the 34-yard line. Run it third and 39.
And then off goes to Hatton. He's going to be brought down for a big loss in the backfield by Caleb Espinoza.
Yeah, nice, big, great pursuit there by Caleb Espinoza.
Burnham, their third and final timeout.
And so that'll stop the clock with 21 seconds left. It's going to be fourth down. But now both teams out of timeout, so comes, maybe hoping to get one more Hail Mary shot at the end zone. Waiting on Sterling to break the huddle. Here they go. 21 seconds left.
Number 7, Mar Wagner is back in the punt formation. Keeper Cubs number 3, Jabrion Moore, number 21, Quincy Adams.
Jabrion Moore back to receive. And just gets the punt away. Moore calling for the fair catch at the 34-yard line.
Jabrion Moore makes a fair catch at the 35-yard line.
They'll go to the 35. So it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. They've got 12 seconds, no timeouts to work with. Guess maybe try to get one deep in... get out of bounds and maybe try a Bucinega field goal.
Senior wideouts all on a fly pattern and
yep.
Let it swing.
And pass is going to be caught. Zyron Upshaw across the 40. And he is out of bounds. That took about 5 seconds off the clock.
Just a little dump pass out to Upshaw there in the left flat. Good job of getting out of bounds. Stop that clock.
Ball at the Cub 42-yard line. And back to pass, and now Harvey breaks free. He's across the 45 to the 50. And right out of bounds at the 48-yard line, but that is going to be it for the second half.
That is the end
quarter
of the first half.
And so we go to the locker room at halftime, Cubs leading 28-6. And back with a halftime show as we hear 2 minutes from the sports friend.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
All right, as we come back here, we're at the half. And the Brenham Cubs leading the Sterling Raiders 28-6. And Tommy, for the most part, other than the one big play they had, this has been dominated by the Cubs here.
No doubt about it. And Jacoby Dixon has just done what he does best. Give him the ball, and anytime he touches the football, he has a great opportunity to get into the end zone, and he's done a pretty good job of it.
Yep, he's got all four scores for the Cubs here tonight. And big night here for Jacoby. And Brenham High School marching band getting ready for their halftime show. And before we get to them, it's time now for our Mattress Guys halftime naptime giveaway. And be the third caller right now to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store, 2668 Highway 36 South of the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cub football season. And we'll be back with the Brenham Cub band after we hear these words. Let's hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
All right, well, let's go down the field in our Brenham High School marching band. Thank you.
like to present a portion of their 2024 competitive show. One of humanity's greatest achievements was mastering routes across the world-class ocean. As early as the 1300s, explorers sailed through uncharted waters looking for the promise of a new day. Many times only accompanied by a compass rose, and often without a map, they would set sail toward the sunset through the boundless waters. Tonight, the Caribbean takes you on this familiar journey of self-discovery and sailing towards the promise of a new day. Part 1, Setting Sail, featuring the song Liquid by Jay Coker. And Part 2, Smooth Sailing, featuring Light of a Clear Blue Morning by Dolly Parton. Tonight's soloists are flute soloist Dean Baker, clarinet, Haley Klepper, Alto Sax, Sam Klepper and Levi DuPont, tenor sax, Alan Garola, and Barry Sax, Thomas Lynch. Our color guard soloist tonight is Anissa Townley. Under the field direction of drum majors, Trey Gates, Hunter Hagler, Thomas Lesh, and Jose Sagrarani Sambrosio, your very own Graham High School Cup Band and the promise of a new game.
Say goodbye.
That's your Brenham Cub Marching Band halftime show. And we'll be back with more after we hear the after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Reds.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Staggett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
All right, back we go here at the half, and Brenham Cubs leading it 28-6 over the Sterling Raiders. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Now time to take a look at the first half statistics. And first of all, for your Brenham Cubs, whoops, wrong one there. Let's see. And Jacoby Dixon off to a great start, leading the team in rushing. 10 carries, 88 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's almost 9 yards a carry.
I'll take that.
Yep.
I'll take that.
And then receiving-wise, Jacoby also 2 catches, 53 yards, and a touchdown. And Zyron Upshaw, 3 catches, 25 yards as well. And Jordan Harvey so far tonight, he's 6 out of 7 passing for 90 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception. And let's see here for the Raiders. And their leading ball carrier is Jalen Williams. Big number 32 has got 9 carries for 48 yards. And you got Jason Hatton, who's got 7 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. So rushing-wise, as a team, they've carried the ball 23 times for 113 yards. And receiving, they've only attempted 1 pass so far, and it was incomplete. So they've been trying to do everything on the ground. And so far, the Cubs, as we said, just offense, defense, special teams, they've been going out there and taking care of business so far tonight.
They have been doing a good job. The one thing is we're going to have to get a little bit better pursuit out of those defensive backs. Because especially on that long touchdown run, there was no pursuit by our defensive back. So, and I'm sure that Coach Youngs is going to bring that up at halftime. Also.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out who this week's HEB Scholar of the Week is, and we'll find that out after we hear these words.
Hi.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
And as we come back here, it's time now to find out who this week's HEB Scholar Athlete of the Week is. And our Scholar Athlete of the Week is Yasmin Gaines. And it says Yasmin's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Sergeant Major Carlos Murcia. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity? She says she enjoys everything she's involved in. Of course, she's a member of the Cubette basketball team and also runs track, cross country, yearbook, and is involved in the junior ROTC, Anchor Club, and HOSA. And so when she goes to college, she wants to either enter...
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Text you can trust to be on the level.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Corth and Lanky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at corthandlankywelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
First down, Brenham.
All right, as we come back here to Cub Stadium in Brenham, Duck Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And sorry, folks, had a little technical difficulty that we're trying to work through. But glad you're with us here on this Friday evening. And Cubs leading at 28-6 as we start the second half. And Cub offense out on the field. Ball at the 30-yard line. And Jordan Harvey will give it to Jacoby Dixon. And he is out across 40, up to about the 43. And so for Jacoby, that should put him over 100 yards for the night.
Was that kid in 12?
Yeah.
There you go.
They had 88, so yeah.
That puts him right at 100. Right?
Yep. And then off again. And there's a break free spin.
Nice spin, field.
And in, he's right at midfield is where they mark him. Just underway here in the third quarter.
Nice 8-yard pickup there by Jacoby.
And with his 3-touchdown lead, Cubs going to just kind of ground and pound here. And again, goes to Dixon out across the 50. This time, met at the line of scrimmage, but he still works his way. Keeps got those legs just churning forward and managed to pick up a couple more yards.
Tell you what, Doug, it took four Sterling Raiders to bring Jacoby Dixon down.
Yeah. And so here we go. It'll be... first down and 10. And play action this time, and pass incomplete. Harvey was looking for Chris Guidry and just kind of underthrew that one. And in the dirt, because Guidry was open, you just threw it right at his feet.
Right caller, Doug. Chris Guidry was open, just underthrew the pass there by Jordan Harvey.
And hand off Jacoby Dixon. And he's out across the 45, 40, 38. And that's where he's going to get to. And so close to another first down. Third down and two for the Cubs. Byron Upshaw now in the backfield for the Cubs. As Jacoby will take a play off here. And this time this goes to Upshaw around the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cuts it back inside the 10. And did he get in?
He did get in.
Zyron Upshaw, 39-yard touchdown, Wallace. And the Cubs have gone up 34-6. And now they go up for the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so 9:04 left to go in the third quarter. Cubs lead it 35-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Needs from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Balling place at the 30-yard line. First down, Sterling.
As you hear from the referee there, ball went out of bounds on the kickoff. So it'll be placed at the 30-yard line. First and 10 for Sterling as the Cubs lead this one 35-6 with 9:04 left to go in the third quarter. So I'm waiting for Sterling to break the huddle. They got 10 seconds left on the play clock to get up there and get one off. I'm trying to go with that quick snap. And off is to Jalen Williams. And he'll get it to the 34-yard line.
Coming up to make that stop for the Cubs, Jace Miller.
Game And now they're going to quick hurry up the line. And they push forward. And the quarterback there, Jackson, running behind the big offensive lineman. And he'll get the push up to the 38-yard line.
Joe Rodriguez in with that initial hit for the Cubs.
Cubs lead it 35-6. We got 8 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And off goes to Williams. And Williams will get it up to the 45-yard line and pick up the first down for the Raiders.
Christian Prosper coming up to make that lap for the Cubs.
Game to the 45-yard line, getting up for the first down for the Raiders.
Clock ticking. And off goes to Williams. Williams around the end and finally gets brought down. Took about three or four guys to finally get him. He's a hoss out there.
I'll tell you what, that guy's tough to bring down. Patrick Walker, Quincy Adams, all. And they're trying to get him down.
Yeah, this, I'd love to know what the height and weight on him would be. Because he's a big one.
Doug, if they had any type of passing game to offset their running game.
Yeah. Their running game is not bad, but it's just they've only thrown it one time so far the whole night. Everything else has been on the ground. They've been totally one-dimensional.
Jason Seaver coming up to make that tackle there for the Cubs.
And ball back to the 49-yard line. That'll bring up third down and six. That means we've got 35-6 lead here, in case you're just joining us. And the quarterback is going to be bumped right out of bat, Espinoza. Great penetration to the backfield.
Well, when Caleb Espinoza came storming it.
And now it'll be in 4th and 11. They will have to punt. And Cubs special teams, they've already got a block punt and a blocked extra point tonight.
Quincy Adams, J.B. Moore deep for the Cubs.
And kick is up and going to roll and be down. Where are they going to spot it at? Up 42, maybe?
I would have called it 42, but that means he's going to probably put it on the 41.
Yeah. So first and 10 for the Brennan Cubs. 4:37 left to go here in the third quarter. And play action, and Harvey's going to keep it himself. And quarterback keeper up to the 49-yard line.
Tell you what, he had a nice fake to Jacoby Dixon, threw the defense into it, broke it around right in. Nice game there, 8-yard gain for Jordan Harvey.
And they'll bring up second down and 2. And And there's a handoff to Jacoby Dixon. And they'll be up close to that first down. Are they going to
move the chains.
So first down for Dixon. And we got 3:45 left to go here in quarter number three. Dubs marching down the field. And end off Jacoby Dixon.
Right, straight up the middle.
Off the 40 to the 35.
Oh, nice.
Finally bring him down. And he's down to the 34-yard line. Another big pickup for Jacoby Dixon.
There's a flag down there also, Doug.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say face mask because they threw it right where they tackled Jacoby Dixon.
Personal foul. Face mask. Defense, number six. 15-yard penalty added to the end of the run. Automatic. First down.
All right, you call it, D.O.
There you go.
And to that extra 15 yards, that's taking the inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line. First and 10 for the Cubs with 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. And off goes to Jacoby Dixon, trying to find some running room, and he is down to the 10-yard line. And inside, we're going to get down to maybe the 8-yard line. And that should be first and goal now for the Cubs.
It is first and goal. Nice cutback move there by Jacoby Dixon. Get him down to, what are they going to call it?
That's eight.
Eight.
First and goal, Cubs. And Harvey is going to keep it himself, and he's going to get sacked for a loss. Back to the 14-yard line. That was a designed running play. There's nowhere for him to go.
Again, great pursuit there by that Raiders defense.
As we're down to 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And Harvey's task, that is complete. Cartel Brown. Cartel spinning forward. He's down to inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8. That'll bring up third. Third down at 8 now. And play action going for the injury, and that's going to be caught. Touchdown,
he kept it in. Good, good. Good job.
Great catch there by Chris Gidry, and Harvey put that one right on the money.
Yeah, nice footwork there by Chris Gidry at the back of the end zone there. And again, as you said, great throw there by Jordan Harvey.
And now today on for the point after. Time is called.
Is that 6 or 7? No, it's good.
Oh, 8.
8, it was 8.
Yeah. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 58 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Offside. Defense, number 8. That penalty is declined. The try is good.
with 58 seconds left, that makes it 42-6 Cubs as we get ready for the third. We're just going to keep it right here since we're this close to the end of the quarter. And another big run there. And now, you know, second half, Cubs getting some of the other guys involved too. With Upshaw with one touchdown, Guidry with a touchdown there. Kind of spreading the wealth a little bit.
I love it. I love it.
And now Fanega going to kick it off here.
There you go. Few fans leaving, but I tell you what, there's a lot of diehards that they want to see what this Cubs team can do.
Yeah. They provided plenty of excitement here tonight, and that will be filled at the 20-yard line by the Raiders. And special team coverage there.
Again, Doyle Brown making that big hit there.
He got down there in a hurry there on the special team.
I tell you what, that's one thing about Doyle Brown. He's got a knack to be where the football is.
And they'll put the ball 28-yard line, first and 10 for the Raiders. 52 seconds left here in quarter number three. And quarterback Jackson faked the handoff, tried to go around the end, keep it himself. He's going to get hit for a loss on the play. Bring him second and 11.
Mason Sieber and Joe Rodriguez in on that tackle for the Cubs.
Lost the one on that play. It'll be second and 11.
Handoff this time, and it is out of bounds. And we keep down to 5 seconds. The clock will stop with 5 seconds, so they'll have time for one more play, and then we'll head to the fourth quarter. Yeah, 5 seconds to get the playoff. And we got a whistle and we got movement along the line. Now the question would be, was it on Brenham or was it on Sterling?
Both teams doing a little finger pointing.
Offside. Defense number zero causing the offense to react. 5 yard penalty. Third down.
And so 5 yard penalty on the Cubs.
Well, the Raiders won that finger pointing job.
Yeah. And on third and one, they push forward, and we'll pick up the first down.
That is the end of the third quarter.
And at the end of three quarters, Cubs lead it 42-6. That was quarter number four. After we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, back we go. We're in the fourth quarter. Cubs lead at 42-6 over Houston Sterling. And there is the pitch to Damian Phoenix. And he's going to be hitting the backfield for a loss. Good pursuit there by the Cubs.
Owen Robinson and Madrick Walker Jr. in on that tackle there for the Cubs.
And so they did get a first down off of that. So first and 10 now, ball on the 41-yard line. And pitch goes around the end to Phoenix. And he gets it up to the 44-yard line. Three-yard pickup.
Come out and make that stop for the Cubs, Caleb Espinosa.
Official timeout for an injured player.
Yeah, we do have an injured Cub down on the field. Coach Young's and also the training staff going to check. That was Espinosa. And he's walking off up to the sidelines.
Have your attention, please. Would Andrew Morcheco please come to the press box?
So ball will be at the 44-yard line. We'll bring up second down and seven. Clock ticking down to 10:45 left to play in the game. Don't forget to listen after the game tonight. We got Craig Montana back at the studios with the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And that one is around the end. That is Jason Hatton on the carry.
Coming up to make that stop for the Cub, Quincy Adams.
Ball spotted at the 48-yard line. And once again, with Sterling, they content to keep it on the ground here. And it's fourth down. Fourth down and four. And we're going to get some movement on the line of scrimmage.
Sart, offense, number 15, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
And so that'll push him back an additional 5 yards and make it fourth down and nine.
Five-yard penalty backs up to the 43-yard line, fourth and seven.
Thank you. looks like Cubs may have the punt block on here. And, that was off the side of his foot in a low. That may have been one of the ugliest punts I've ever seen in my life.
We've seen a little bit of everything this evening.
Yeah. And the ball ends up going to the 43-yard line. And so it'll be first. Of course, we did see that 6-yard punt earlier. But the ball ended up at the 43-yard line, first and 10 for the Cubs. And looks like the starter's night is through. As Ivan Upshaw's going to come in at quarterback. And we got Jeremiah
Blackshire, is that right?
Yeah, at running back. And it's a high snap. Upshaw pulls it down, gives it to Blackshire. Yeah, I think he just got back to the line of scrimmage.
A little rough snap there. Great job by Upshaw to get the ball and bring it down and get it off to Blackshire.
Yeah, we got Tristan Sugar in one of the wide receiver spots. And Zabron Powell at the other spot. Connor Neal in H-back. High snap again, and Upshaw pulled it down a picture. Tackle back at the 40-yard line. And so comes drop back to the 40.
I'll tell you what, number three for the Raiders put his helmet right in the chest of Blackshot.
That's a Powell in motion. Upshaw with a handoff to Blackshire. We got a flag down as Blackshire breaks free. And he gets it across midfield.
Tell you what, great job there by Blackshire. Took several guys to bring him down.
And a penalty marker down. Let's...
14, Jeremiah Blackshire, third to ball. Number 10, Deep Jacob, and 24, Melvin West, made tackle. There was a flag.
5 men in the backfield. Offense. 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. We play third down.
And so that'll negate that run there by Blackshire. Yeah, puts the Cubs back to the 35-yard line. We'll bring up third and 23 now. And they give it to Blackshire again. Yeah, I think the coaching staff just calling the dog, as the expression goes, calling the dogs off here.
Number 63, Jacob
Perry,
and
number 7,
number 11.
And so that'll bring up a punt.
Down for the Cubs. Number 33, Landon Zelenka.
And this is actually the first time that Landon Zelenka has punted tonight. And he gets his
ball. Oh, wow.
And that is going to go in the end zone. He's got to run it out because he touched the ball.
There you go.
And
nice pursuit there.
Let's see. That was 22. Christian Prosper.
Yes. Great job by Christian Prosper.
All the way down to the 3-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders. 7:06 left to go in the game.
Tell you what, excellent punt there by Zelenka.
Yeah, he absolutely nailed that one. Zelenka Jr., second year at the varsity level. Thank you. kickoff goes to Williams. And he is brought down after just a one-yard gain.
Bye, guys.
Brings up second and nine.
Ball carries number 13, Jalen Williams. He gained a yard. He's second and nine from the third.
And pitch out. Williams again, the ball carrier. And he will get it up to the 10-yard line. Give them a little more running room. And that's still a little short. It's third down and four. Coming up on 6 minutes left to go in the game.
A lot of new faces out there on defense also, Doug.
Certainly are. Coach Danny Young's emptying the bench tonight. And handoff goes to Williams out across the 20, the 21. And we got a whistle down. Or a whistle on the play.
Traylon Kelly and Connor Mitschke.
There you go, getting some of those new faces there. Kelly a sophomore, Mitschke a junior.
Ball is at the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Raiders.
And this is a smart move too by Coach because it gives them some in-game experience. You never know when that's going to come in handy throughout the season.
It's just an outstanding opportunity for these kids to get out there.
And there goes the handoff. Williams again, the ball carrier. And got an injured player. Oh, no, it was just a player down. That flag flying.
Owen Robinson, Rafael Salgado in on the tackle for the Cubs.
Clock stopped with 4:55 left to go in the game. Cubs leading 42-6.
There are two penalties on the play, one by each team. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 33 of Brenham. After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 8 of Sterling. Those penalties offset. It'll be third down.
It's a 33, right?
Timeout.
Yep. That's Landon Zalika.
Sterling, yep. The first timeout.
And so with a timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford and Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham. Or call 353-2033.
And as we come back here, Cubs leading it 42-6. We got 4:45 left to go in the game.
He gained about 4 first down.
And on that play there, they turned it over. The Raiders turned it over on downs. And so the Cub offense will come back out on the field. And just got an update on Burton there late in the fourth quarter there. Burton leading 6-0 over Hearns. So Panthers trying to go for their first win of the season.
Back on that tackle, a whole host of Cubs led by Doyle Brown.
I know, apparently they must have picked up the first down there. And so my mistake there. And so it is Williams, the ball carrier once again for the Raiders. And
Ethan Eschenbeck in on the tackle.
Good to see Ethan get in there. We'll see Big Brother Eric tomorrow night with the Blinn Buccaneers. They take on TWA College here at Cub Stadium. That's 7 o'clock kickoff. 6:30 pregame here on KWHI. And we get a whistle on as the handoff exchange.
False start. Offense, number 7. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
And so that will push the ball back another 5 yards as the clock stops with 3:21 left to go in the game. And don't forget, during the post game, Tommy and I'll select our John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game, as well as our Whataburger Wada Play of the Game. That's all coming up during the post game.
False start. Offense, number 5. 5-yard penalty. Remains second down.
Owen Robinson and Shane Escamilla checking back in. Joe Rodriguez and Darius Brown checking out.
On one of those players of the game, Doug, you feel we're going to have to dig real, real deep?
Yeah, one of them shouldn't be too hard.
No, it's not.
And that is Williams, the ball carrier. Gets that out across to the 38-yard line.
Craig's not even here, and he could probably make that choice.
Yeah. Well, he's back at the station listening, so if he's taking notes, he's...
Yeah, he's making good notes.
And this time pitch out, and that will go to Hatton. And Hatton picks up the first down and keeps it going.
Tell you what, Hatton lost his footing there. Tell you what, he may have gotten a few extra yards.
They get up to the 43-yard line, first and 10 for the Raiders. As we're down to a minute 43 left to play. Raiders still with 2 timeouts, but at this point, this one's pretty much academic. And off goes to Williams, and he's brought down on the play there. Ball back to the 41-yard line. As we're down to less than a minute left to play. And up. And brought down. And loose ball. They're going to say he was down already.
So Darius Brown and Jace Miller at the bottom of that stack there.
Yeah. And so second down and 12 as we're down to 20 seconds left. And they're just going to let the clock run down. That is going to be it. And so your final score, it's going to be the Brenham Cubs 42 and the Sterling Raiders 6. And tonight's broadcast of Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with a post-game show after 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham. Brian Caldwell in Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Tonight's postgame show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Lubo Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Center with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegger Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendra Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. sale, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Rocking and rolling tonight here at Cubs Stadium, and a big win for the Brenham Cubs, 42-6 over the Sterling Raiders. Doug Brown and Tommy Lanning welcome you to the post-game show, and a nice good win here for the Cubs tonight, Tommy, and the hometown crowd getting their money's worth tonight.
Oh, I tell you what, we need to mention it again. Excellent crowd here tonight to watch this Brenham Cup football team. Really, really pleased with the performance by the Cup team. You brought up a good point here just in talking here, Doug. Cut down the penalties this week.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really big improvement.
Yeah, I wanted to check into that with our statistician. And last week we had over 120 yards in penalties. This week only 4 penalties for 20 yards. That's a big improvement.
Oh, that's a huge, huge improvement. And having that conversation with you, I'm sure Coach Young's reminded his football team quite often this past week. So.
Exactly, and it was a big win, as we said tonight. Big game for Jacoby Dixon. He showed why he is the go-to guy on this team. 4 touchdowns tonight, and really about midway through the second quarter, Cubs pretty much had this one in hand.
No doubt about it. And you bring up Jacoby Dixon. What young people need to do. And if you're a football fan, you watch this young man. He is always keeping those feet moving, and he may get hit. It's going to take 2-3 people to bring that young man down.
Exactly. Well, we got more to come here on the post game, and let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
All right, and as we come back here, and of course, don't forget, after our post-game show ends, Craig Montana's back in the studio to bring the scoreboard show. Oh, and we come back here, and time now to spin the highlights from tonight's ball game. And we go back to the first quarter, and it was Mason Seaver blocking a punt, and then Cubs would get their first touchdown from Jacoby Dixon on this 20-yard run. And handoff goes to Jacoby Dixon, and he breaks free, and he's into the end zone! Touchdown, Cubs!
That was pretty simple, wasn't it?
And then a little bit later, and matter of fact, just a little over a minute, and it was Jordan Harvey finding Jacoby Dixon again, this time on a 40-yard touchdown pass. And Harvey back to pass. Puts it up in the air. The pass is going to be caught.
That's Dixon.
Jacoby Dixon into the end zone for the Cubs touchdown.
Didn't take long to do that.
And then in the second quarter, it would be Jacoby Dixon keeping it right on going with his third touchdown of the night. Chance of first and goal for the Cubs from the 3-yard line. And hand off to Jacoby, and he's in there for touchdown number 3 on the night.
That's pretty simple.
And then just 11 seconds later, Cubs got the ball back, and it was Dixon again, this time from 18 yards out. Harvey takes a snap, handoff, Jacoby Dixon around the end. He's got room. Nice block there by Guidry.
In.
And he's in for the touchdown.
I tell you what, another little delayed handoff there to Jacoby. Broke the ball to the outside and just outran guys to that end zone for the touchdown.
And just like that, that's touching four touchdowns tonight, 3 rushing, 1 receiving for Jacoby Dixon. And then in the third quarter, it would be, before we went to the half, they would score 1 touchdown on a run by Hatton for Sterling, but then the Cubs would get 2 more touchdowns to put the emphasis on, or put the exclamation point, I should say, on the game. It was Zyron Upshaw, this one from 39 yards out.
And this time this goes to Upshaw around the 40. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. Cuts it back inside the 10. And did he get in?
He did get him.
Zyron Upshaw, 39-yard touchdown. And the Cubs have gone up 34-6.
And then to wrap it up, it was Chris Guidry on this touchdown.
And play action going for Guidry, and that is going to be caught. Touchdown!
He kept it in. Good, good. Good job.
And that would be the final 42-6. Cubs win it. And we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
We come back here, and time now for our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And it's brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. They're open 24/7. And Tommy, we had a lot of choices that we could pick from tonight. And we're going to go with one that occurred back in the first quarter. And that's Jordan Harvey, the 40-yard touchdown pass to Jacoby Dixon.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was just an excellent pass by Jordan Harvey. Jacoby Dixon was... he was wide open, hit him right on the numbers, full stride, easy touchdown, but it was a big play.
Yeah, that put, at that point, put the Cubs up 14-0, and they would go on to win it 42-6, your final score, and that's your What a Play of the Game. Brought to you by Whataburger, juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 Highway 36 South. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And we'll be back with the final stats after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hey, Brenham. Chase here. Looking for an unbeatable deal on top-quality tractor? Swing by our New Holland location on Highway 290, where inventory must go and prices have been slashed to move. Whether you need a powerhouse like the New Holland T6 Series or the versatile Workmaster 25S, we've got the perfect tractor for any size property. Can't make it by? No worries. Visit our display at the Washington County Fair or check out more details online at wctractor.com. Hurry in today and take advantage of these incredible savings before they're gone.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service, continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Why
Buckeyes football special, you get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
All right, as we come back here, time now to take a look at your final stats. And for the Brenham Cubs, it was rushing the football, Jacoby Dixon, 17 carries for 147 yards and 3 touchdowns. Zyron Upshaw, 1 carry for 39 yards and a touchdown. And the Cubs as a team, 29 carries, 188 yards and 4 touchdowns. Passing the ball, Jordan Harvey, 8 out of 10 for 104 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And receiving the ball, you had Zyron Upshaw, 3 catches, 25 yards. Jacoby Dixon, 2 catches, 53 yards and a touchdown. And Chris Guidry, 2 catches, 20 yards and a touchdown. And Cubs with 39 first downs of the game, 29 by way of the run, 10 by way of the pass. And that is the Cubs stats. And now For Sterling, they were 0 for 1 passing on the night, and their leading rushers, Jalen Williams, 20 carries for 96 yards, and Jason Hatton, 11 carries for 78 yards, and their only touchdown of the game. And so the Cubs, with Sterling being unable to pass, Cubs were able to keep them to a one-dimensional team the whole night.
No doubt about it. And you know what? What really makes it tough when they are one-dimensional like that, and that we talked about that also with Craig just earlier, that the clock will be a factor when you're that one-dimensional team.
It certainly is, and so Cubs get the win once again. The final 42-6. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll name our outstanding players of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials. Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
As we come back here, and time now to name our John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. And really, offensive, there's only one name that stood out tonight.
No doubt about it, Doug. Jacoby Dixon had his typical good game again. The young man just gives you 100% on every play that he's out there. And I did a little quick math. Just under 9 yards per carry.
Wow.
Came out to, if I did my math correctly, 8.6 yards per carry. If you get that out of your running back, you're going to be in the football game. Just another outstanding game. Jacoby Dixon, our offensive star of the game.
Yeah, three rushing touchdowns, one receiving touchdown. And the defense was a little tougher because we had some guys with some good nights tonight. But we're going to go with the sophomore defensive tackle, Joe Rodriguez.
No doubt about it. In fact, there were two juniors that we were looking at, and the sophomore there and Joe Rodriguez. And, you know, it was a really tough decision. But I tell you what, Joe Rodriguez was in on a lot of plays this evening. Joe Rodriguez, our defensive star of the game.
And the defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back for the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Back we go. Once again, your final score. Cubs win it 42-6. And Cubs start the year 2-0. And now next week, we'll be making the trip over to Bryan as the Cubs take on the Bryan Vikings in more non-district competition. But so far, a good start to the season.
I tell you what, I saw some things this evening, and, you know, after having a conversation with you about the game last week, Doug, this Cub football team could make a little bit of noise this year.
I think so. They're looking good so far, and just got to keep building on their foundation.
No doubt about it. And we talked about this when we were picking the players of the game. You got some what I call some young players out there on defense, and I tell you what, they've got a nose for the football, and they're out there and they're ready to play. And heard a lot of names, so Coach Young's got these young men thinking, especially on defense. Wherever the football is, you go to the football. So
exactly, and busy week of football coming up tomorrow. Got a doubleheader for you starting at we've got Aggie football. Aggie's taking on McNeese tomorrow, and that's a 11:30 kickoff. 11:45 kickoff. 10:30 pregame right here on KWHI. And then we got Blinn Buccaneer football tomorrow as Bucks take on TWA College. That one is a 7 o'clock start time. 6:30 pregame. And then Sunday, our first Houston Texans game of the year. Texans and the Indianapolis Colts kicking off at 12 noon. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Craig back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make it possible for our broadcast and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's postgame show was brought to us by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Bow Creameries, John Breeden State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sanders with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Pilsky Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegger Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kenjira Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance Agency, ATB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. Once again, the final score of the Brenham Cubs 42, the Sterling Tigers 6. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.